Welcome to Virginia Water Radio for the week of January 25th, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, located at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg. Our show presents news and notices that relate to Virginia's waters from the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. We start with some news items from the past few weeks. On January 15th, several Virginia business leaders and politicians announced formation of the Virginia Offshore Wind Coalition, which will promote offshore wind energy facilities and investment for the Hampton Roads area. Meanwhile, in the 2010 Virginia General Assembly, bills have been introduced that would create the Virginia Offshore Wind Development Authority, also to promote offshore wind energy. On January 14th, the Virginia Soil and Water Conservation Board voted to open another public comment period on major stormwater regulation changes that the board had approved on December 9th. The comment period will be February 15th to March 15th. The board had received 25 letters asserting that the regulations approved on December 9th differed significantly from the version that was available for previous public comment. This was sufficient to trigger a new public comment period. On December 21st, the James River Association released its latest biennial report on the condition of the James River. Positive signs noted in the report included improvements in bald eagle populations, decreased nutrients from wastewater treatment plants and industries, and increased submerged aquatic plants. But on the negative side, the report identified a lack of progress in several fish species populations and in the overall level of pollution. The 2010 Appropriations Act, approved by Congress in December, included several water-related items for the Hampton Roads area, including about $127 million for ship repair piers at the Norfolk Naval Shipyard in Portsmouth and $3 million to support oyster aquaculture in the Chesapeake Bay. On December 14th, the State Water Control Board approved for public comment a set of amendments to Virginia regulations for land application of biosolids, or treated sewage sludge. As of January 21st, the amendments were under review by the Department of Planning and Budget prior to release for public comment. On December 10th, then-Governor Kaine announced that President Obama had granted Virginia's request for federal disaster assistance in the recovery from the effects of Tropical Storm Ida and a coastal nor'easter storm in November. Funds will be available to help cover costs of storm-related debris removal, emergency services, and infrastructure repairs in 7 cities and 5 counties, mostly in southeastern Virginia. And in our last news item this week, since fall 2009, the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation and Virginia Commonwealth University have been leading a Healthy Streams initiative. The initiative uses habitat and biological characteristics to rank streams as exceptionally healthy, healthy, or restoration candidate. These rankings can then be used to focus money available for stream protection and restoration and to help guide local land use and planning decisions. Now it's time for our Water Sounds segment. In this part of the show, we feature sounds connected to water or music with a Virginia Waters theme. This week, we feature a mystery sound contest. See if you can identify this water-related sound. And here's your hint, looking for a mate, warts and all. If you guessed the call of a frog or toad, you're right. That was a Fowler's toad, recorded in July 2009 along the James River in Albemarle County. During breeding seasons, male frogs and toads use their calls to attract mates. If you're interested in becoming a volunteer for Virginia's annual Frog and Toad Calling Survey, call Virginia Water Radio at 540-231-5463, and we'll give you the appropriate contact information at the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. Now we look ahead to some water events in the next 2 weeks. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings, the State Water Control Board's Advisory Committee on Eastern Groundwater Management Area Regulations and Groundwater Withdrawal Regulations will meet on February 3rd in Glen Allen. For more information, contact Melissa Porterfield at 804-698-4238. Now, here are some water seminars, workshops, and other gatherings. On January 28th, at the Mayor Center in Middleburg and Loudoun County, the Prince William Soil and Water Conservation District will hold its Healthy Horses, Healthy Chesapeake Bay Seminar focusing on how horse owners can protect water quality. For more information, phone 703-594-3621. On January 30th, the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries will hold its Winter Wildlife Festival in Virginia Beach. This is your chance to see seals at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, whales in the ocean, owls at First Landing State Park, and other winter wildlife. For more information, phone 804-367-8747. And finally, in early February, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation is holding Grasses for the Masses workshops on growing aquatic plants to help restore bay habitat. Workshops are February 6th in Alexandria, Richmond, and Springfield, February 7th in Virginia Beach, and February 8th in Newport News. For more information, phone 804-780-1392. And that's it for this week's edition of Virginia Water Radio. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. We invite you to visit the Water Center at www.vwrrc.vt.edu. Technical assistance has been provided by Patrick Fay. Editorial assistance by Danielle Guerin. Many thanks this week to WEHC-FM at Emory and Henry College for helping launch Virginia Water Radio. Opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the Virginia Water Center, Virginia Tech, or this station. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.